Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
So Reagan Hatcher is a Democrat from Gary. And if you've been following the story about the counties that say they want out of Illinois and the Indiana legislature, which said we'll take them, there's at least one lawmaker in our neighboring state that said, well, I'd like maybe for us to be part of Chicago and Illinois. Reagan, you're on WGN. How are you?
Hi, great. Thank you so much for having me today.
Is that a fair description? Tell me about you and where where you live and work and your constituents.
Sure. I am Reagan Hatcher, District 3. I represent Gary, Hobart, Lake Station, and New Chicago. And we had this hearing in my committee. I'm the ranking minority member on government and regulatory reform in the Indiana legislature. And so we had this hearing about some Illinois counties wanting to come to Indiana.
Do you think that Indiana is serious about adopting Illinois' southern counties?
I think the answer is yes. And the fact that Speaker Houston, who is the Speaker of the House, actually brought this legislation himself says to me that they are serious.
I talked to him about that. What do you think his motivation is? Why would Indiana want our southernmost and poorest counties?
Well, I think that those counties match quite well with the majority of counties of Indiana. Most Indiana counties are rural and low to mod income. And so this matches right up with what Indiana is.
And are politically aligned. And I don't mean they're Trumpers, although clearly a lot of them are, but I mean they are guns rights. They're probably pro-life. They just politically, socially are more aligned with maybe your legislature than ours. True statement?
Absolutely. And that's in the hearing. That's exactly what they said. The people who came to testify, they were adamant about how their beliefs are aligned with the majority of the state of Indiana. And so I guess the question was, you know, do you just get to leave your state because you don't like the governance or the way that it's being governed?
Yeah.
Well, that was the question.
I can see why they feel like they're not being heard. That is the people in Southeast Illinois, because mostly they're not, but also there's not many of them. But you can tell Mr. Houston and the rest of your constituents, our governor's not giving them up. He sees this as trolling, and it probably is, because Illinois is not going to free up even our poorest counties. But in the meantime, here in Northwest Indiana, that's where you are. Why would you want to be part of Illinois?
Well, I think that, and it might have been a bit tongue-in-cheek, but I was making the comparison as to how the urban areas in the state of Indiana feel just like those rural counties in southern Illinois. We feel like our voices are not heard, and it's not just Indiana, but also Marion County. It's not just African-American areas. It's also Democratic areas, such as Lafayette or even South Bend. So we do not line up necessarily politically or policy-wise with the majority of Indiana or with the Indiana government. So I was being a bit cute, but the idea that you can just up and take on another state because you don't like your state, it was quite humorous.
I also don't like the idea of siloing ourselves even further. I mean, how red does Indiana want to be? I think Illinois benefits from having some pressure from Republicans to reform itself. God forbid that the whole state is like Cook County. We'd be screwed here. So we could use more Republicans in Illinois. Do you feel that you are disenfranchised then? No, you already answered that. But my next question was going to be, do you feel that your county and maybe the county of Indianapolis, is that Marion?
Marion County.
Are funding those poorer counties. It's the same drain on resources that we have in the collar counties of Chicago.
Sure. And so that was one of the things that was really interesting, because, you know, somebody came up to me afterwards and said, oh, they'll probably let you all go. go to Illinois. And I said, no, not with the steel mills lining Lake Michigan and Lake Michigan itself. Also, we have Hard Rock Casino in Gary, which
yeah,
is the highest
we noticed.
Revenue casino in the state of Indiana. And so, actually, and I think that's why we feel so disenfranchised, right? Because so many of the assets and the dollars and the taxes come from those big industrial companies or from Hard Rock. Or there's a casino in East Chicago. There's a casino in Hammond. We're funding the state
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think the people in your county, what are the counties that you are in?
Lake County.
Lake County, Indiana. Do you feel that Lake Countyans identify more with Chicago or more with Indiana?
I can't speak for the entire county, but I can certainly say that North Lake County feels like a suburb of Chicago, feels like an extension of Chicago. Matter of fact, we're part of the Chicagoland metropolitan area. So, yes, we do. And I don't know if you know about the time zone fight in Indiana, but much of that comes from us being so close to Chicago.
What's the time zone fight?
Well, we have a central time zone and eastern time zone here, and it cuts off right kind of out of that Chicagoland proximity. So we have to stick with Chicago because Chicago is our metropolitan area, so we're on central time.
How about that?
And then, yeah, I mean, absolutely. So, yes, we do feel a lot like we're connected to Chicago.
Well, if you take your tongue out of your cheek and decide to get serious about it, we'll take the steel mills, the casinos, and the lakeshore,
exactly right.
And I'll be happy to sponsor your legislation here. Reagan, I really appreciate you joining us today. It's an interesting perspective, and we should visit with you more often. Thanks for picking up the phone.
Well, thank you, and thanks for taking an interest in what goes on across the line over here.
Well, because you're right. It's a Chicago suburb. It's part of our listening area as well. Reagan Hatcher, the Democrat from Gary.